Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. Indiana's economy continues to grow, but with many older workers retiring and young Hoosiers lacking the proper training many employers need, high-demand, well-paying jobs are going unfilled. To better prepare students to succeed in the workforce, State Representative Holly Sullivan of Evansville is working on legislation that would strengthen relationships between local employers and schools.
And Indiana will need to fill 1 million jobs by the year 2022. Many of those jobs, we don't have a clear understanding of exactly what that work would entail for each of those employees, because there's a lot of innovation and technology that's emerging every day. So the bill is really important to continue to streamline those efforts, and the employer having a seat at the table earlier in the educational pipeline can help fortify those educational programs and help educate the teachers so that the students and parents will have a clear vision.
She says local businesses and schools could come together to develop career pipelines for K through 12 students. Then, through a new grant, schools would implement those programs.
So the career coaching grant program that we're creating enables locals to have a seat at the table with their school corporation and decide what works for them to navigate students into careers that are in Indiana already. So we want to make sure that we're empowering locals with this fund where they can come together, create their vision of what a career navigation system would be in their region, and then come to the state and ask for that grant.
This bill received unanimous support from the House and can now be considered by the Senate. Those who want to learn more about current education and training opportunities offered by the state should visit nextleveljobs.com. From health and IT services to manufacturing, there are opportunities for all Hoosiers to find meaningful employment. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.